Welcome back to another year of Gridiron Gurus. New format this year. We're switching over from videos to podcasts. Today we're taking a look at Class C North, the Big Ten Conference. And obviously we're going to start with Winslow here, Travis. Both of us were at that game up at UMaine last year. The fantastic show Dylan Hapworth put on. It was really was something for the ages.
Yeah, that was one of the best state games I think anyone could remember by any individual player. Dylan Hapworth, a Winslow tailback, scored 7 touchdowns, kicked all their extra points, ended up scoring, about 50 of their 64 points, something like that. It was just an insane show that kid put on. He's gone. He graduated. As much as Winslow is going to miss him in the backfield, they'll probably miss him as a kicker. They also graduated a lot of other players, like Justin Martin, a great receiver and linebacker, and Bobby Chouinard at quarterback. But this is Winslow, who has won 3 regional titles in a row, and they just reload every year. So they're not really looking like they're going to miss a beat. Ton of two-way starters back. We'll start with Jacob Trask, who was a wide receiver and defensive back last year. He moves from receiver to quarterback this year, taking over for Chouinard. And I asked Mike Savisky if he was concerned about losing one of his top receivers, and he's like, well, no, because, he's a great athlete. We get the ball in his hands on every play, and, we're expecting big things from him at quarterback.
Well, if they're moving Trask to quarterback, who's he going to be throwing the ball to? Who's he going to have around him that might fill in his spot that he's vacating?
The big name is Dylan Hutchinson, who's a junior receiver. Another kid who's seen some time on the defensive side of the ball for the Black Raiders. He's going to be taking over in that wideout position. 2 new tailbacks, juniors Nate St. Hamon and Patrick Hopkins, both kids who can really run a lot. And Trenton Bouchard returns to the wingback spot in Winslow's offense, so he could be catching some passes, running some sweeps and things like that. Veteran offensive line led by Alec Clark at guard, who's now a 3-year starter and an all-conference selection last year at guard.
Obviously a great offense last year for the Black Raiders. What about the defense, Travis?
Kind of starts up front with Nat Beckwith and Luke Fredette on the line. Both strong players. Beckwith inside, Fredette at the defensive end spot. Clark is back at linebacker. Kenny Ricard is back at linebacker. And I should have mentioned him offensively also at fullback. Another bruising kind of between the tackles runner for the Black Raiders. Hopkins will be seeing some time at linebacker. Trask, Bouchard, and Hutchinson are guys who are back in the secondary. So even though this team had some losses to graduation, they really return a lot of varsity guys. Coach Mike Savisky said that he's got quite a few who are really good two-way players. The idea is to get some other guys brought along so that those players don't have to be two-way players, and they can sub in some guys who can play one way and be fresher as the season wears on.
Winslow will have the target on their backs this season. There's no question about that. But a team like Madison, who made some strides last year, they're a team that some people are talking about as being a potential threat in this conference.
Yeah, coaches I talked to around the Big Ten are saying, hey, don't sleep on Madison, even though they graduated some guys. They made the playoffs last year for the first time in about a generation. We're going back to the mid-90s since the last time the Bulldogs had been in the playoffs, and that was when they were in Class C West. Now, because they're merged with Carabec for football, they have to play up in Class C rather than what would now be Class D for them. But they've got some talent back, and we'll start with quarterback Chase Malloy, now in his third season as starter. He's a veteran. He runs that spread and offense really well. He's got some weapons to throw to, and like backs Nick Morales, Briar Edgerly, receivers Stephen Ouellette, Mitch Jarvis, and Matt Curtis. They've got some good players, and the offensive line is led by tackle and captain Noah Shibley.
And Travis, you recently caught up with Malloy about about what he thinks going into the season and as he gets ready for his third year as a starter.
Yeah, Malloy is they're just hoping to build off of last year, and we'll let him talk about that. As an MCI, I didn't see you against Babs, but how do you feel now that you're in your third year running this offense?
Well, I feel very comfortable, and our offense has changed a little bit, but I think it's only for the better. And I think we're going to be explosive this year.
You lost some pretty good weapons to graduation, but how do you feel like you're coming along with these guys that you have with you now?
I think these new guys have filled the shoes pretty well, and especially our offensive line has looked great so far this preseason.
Imagine making the playoffs has kind of set the bar a little higher at Madison. Talk about, you know, goals for this season.
Yeah, well, making the playoffs, that was the goal last year. And this year the goal is to go even further in the playoffs and hopefully make a run towards the championship.
Now, a lot of these guys who we mentioned on offense are going to be key contributors defensively for Madison as well. The big loss for the Bulldogs is probably a linebacker where Jordan Curtis graduated. He's a kid who Coach Scott Franzosi said had over 200 tackles in the last 2 years combined. That's a big hole to fill. They're looking at linebackers Aaron Morgan and Josh Ratcliffe, pardon me, to kind of pick up the slack there.
Yeah, during the spring I covered track, and I remember watching Curtis run, and not only is he a big kid, but he was fast. You know, he ran the 100, 200.
Yeah, he was just a good sideline-to-sideline tackler. I don't know if you replace a kid like that, but if you can get production from a newcomer, they can at least, you know, try to fill that hole.
Another team that seems to be perennially in the mix is Waterville.
Yep, Waterville coming off of their third consecutive trip to a conference final 3 years ago in Class B, and then the last 2 years they were runner-up in the region to Winslow. Waterville really was hit hard by graduation, most notably on the offensive line, where they lost two all-conference guys, two guys who played in the Lobster Bowl, and Ben Cox and Corey Hifrino. They lost their best running backs in Danny Pooler, their quarterback in A.J. Godin. A lot of holes to fill. Coach Matt Gilley is excited about his team. He's got a young quarterback, or not young, but a young in terms of playing time, senior quarterback Gavin LaChance. Says he can run the ball a little, so they might try to do some more option stuff in that game. Alex Pressey, who did get a little bit of offensive work last year at running back, is returning. The big thing for the Purple Panthers is trying to, you know, make holes with those losses on the offensive line. They're moving Trevor Gray, and a state champion in the shot put, from tight end to tackle. So hopefully that will help the Panthers continue to move the ball.
He's a guy who does plenty of work in the offseason. I mean, he's very committed to the weight room, and you can see him in tracks, the leaps and bounds he's made, and obviously on the football field, too. When you have a guy like that who's that big and that athletic, what kind of things does that allow Waterville to do in terms of the running game? I mean, it seems like it allows them to do not just generic run plays, but they can move him, they can pull him, they can do a lot of different things with him.
Yeah, you got a tackle who's probably one of the more mobile linemen you have, so he can you know, be blowing up holes as they try to, you know, run sweeps or going downfield, doing all kinds of things. He's going to be moving from defensive end to defensive tackle, also on the other side of the ball, where they hope he can use his strength and size and just kind of disrupt everything and open tackling lanes for linebackers.
And when you look at the defensive side for Waterville, a lot of two-way players there as well?
Yeah, a few. Like I said, Gray will be, you know, kind of in the middle of the things on the defensive line. Demetrius Ramirez, one of the receivers, will be playing defensive end. Guy like Nick Bragg is going to get a chance at corner. Linebackers, Max Rogers and Tyler Brown. And Pressey will be playing safety.
And when we look at the rest of Class C North, Foxcroft was a team that a lot of people thought would be in the mix, but unfortunately it seems like reports are coming out of there that they suffered a tough injury in preseason already.
Yeah, it sounds like quarterback and leader of the team, Hunter Smith, injured his hip in their exhibition game against Orono. Don't know how long he'll be out. That certainly hurts him on both sides of the ball. Belfast should be in the mix, returning quarterback, and Eric Neely. That was a team that was a semifinalist last season. MDI, don't know what they really have back, but they're a team that's, you know, built on the run game. So if they can find some blockers and some kids who can carry the ball, they love to just grind out games and beat you by not giving you a chance to have the ball, you know, 7-8 minute drives in that T offense.
That'll do it for our edition of Gridiron Gurus looking at Class C North. We encourage you to please listen to the rest of our podcast as we take a look around the football, the high school football in Maine and in Central Maine area.
And please follow all our coverage on centralmaine.com.